Radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God. That could have saved them. You see, Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is our salvation. It is not faith in some person's faith. Amen. I can't get to heaven based upon my mother's faith. I can't get to heaven based on my father's faith. Praise God. I got to have my own faith, and that faith got to be in Jesus Christ. Praise God. It is not in any religious principles, not any religious denomination. Praise God. It's not in any other cultural or outward symbol, or not even on any good life of me trying to live a good life. Praise God. Because the Bible already told me, I believe that Romans 6:23 said that all have sinned. I believe that's what it is. He said that all have sinned. Is either 6:23 or 3:23, one or the other. Praise God. Say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that let me know that takes all of my goodness out of the equation. Isaiah have already told us that our goodness is nothing what? But a bunch of filthy rags. Praise God. So Jesus Christ is, in fact, our only hope. And praise God, and he's also our only hope for salvation that is going to be personally received, because each and every last one of us have to receive him as personal Savior. Amen. It's something that we have to do. Mama can't do it for us. Father can't do it for us. It's something that we have to do. We have to be the one to accept him as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Last time I looked at Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the what? The heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We have to be the ones. We got to be the ones that would confess this Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He is our only hope. He is our only hope. He's our only hope for salvation. But secondly, he's our only hope, amen, for our life needs. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, amen. Oh neighbor, amen. If there's anything that you need in life, Christ can provide it. Now, you got to remember, I said need. I didn't say nothing about no greed. I didn't say nothing about no want. I didn't say nothing about no desire. Praise God. I said that every need. Praise God. That's why Paul could stand up so boldly in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, and said that, but my God shall supply. He said all. Not some of them. He said he can supply all of my needs. Whatever the need is, he can supply it. Praise God. That's what the word said. Amen. And so we serve a God who is our only hope for our life need. Look what verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 and 6, let me just see if I can paraphrase. Paul spoke of the hope of the gospel which has come unto you. Praise God. And bearing what? He said bearing fruit and growing among you. You see, Jesus Christ touches lives. He touches lives now. Praise God. And when he touched a life of an unbeliever, guess what he does? He transforms that person's life. Amen. Y'all would not want to have seen me, praise God, before I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Because I was subject to tell you anything. I was subject to probably bite your head off if you said something to me. That's why my prayer for many years after I got saved, Lord, give me some patience. Colonel Bowie out there was a colonel in the United States Army. I was a colonel in the United States Marine Corps. Praise God. And in the military, we didn't have time for for mediocrity. When things had to be done, they had to be done. And we used to have a little phrase, I won't say it up here, about excuses. Praise God. I see him smiling back there, so he knows exactly what I'm getting ready to say. Well, I'm not going to say it. Praise God. So I had to ask God to give me some patience. Praise God. And think what? God has given me the patience, amen, that I need, praise God, to deal with people. Amen. I got to say it. And if you're one of those people, praise God, that you short-tempered, you can't get along with nobody, you better try to pray that same prayer that I pray. Pray it in the morning, pray it at noon, and pray it in the evening. Lord, give me some patience to deal with my brothers and my sisters. Oh, I'm just telling you. And guess what? If you pray that prayer, God will give you those patience. I'm standing up here as a witness to the fact that God will, in fact, he would, in fact, do that. I was talking about those secular humanists and what they believe and what they believe that the Christian faith and the need for any moral or spiritual authority outside of humanity, they don't even believe in it. Amen. See, those humanists, they restrict life to this earth and to only this earth. And they'll tell you, they'll say things like this: there is no such thing as afterlife. Once you are dead, you're done. Praise God. That's what they believe in. And one of the biggest lies that ever walked the face of the earth, praise God, because they, and those type of beliefs do not carry any hope at all. What can you say to a person who's just been diagnosed with a terminal disease? Praise God. If it's only life and then death, praise God, they have no hope. What do you do with a person who have lost everything that they have? You got to give them something to hope for. And guess what? I'm glad that the word of God there to give me some hope. Man, when I have lost, when I'm down to my last dime, I got to know that there's somebody that I could lean on, praise God, that's going to make things better. What if poor Job lost everything that he had? Wife even told him, I want to say he lost his wife too, because the wife told him, said, man, you ought to curse God and die. You've been sitting here serving this God, you've been worshiping this God, you've been tithing to this God, you've been doing this to this God, and look what has happened. He has taken away your children, he's taken away everything that you have. Praise God. You ought to just curse him and die. I would almost say that she was a secular humanist. I may labor that. Just die and get it over with. But what did Job say? Job said, I came into this world naked. I'm going to leave here naked. But one thing I'm not going to do, I am not going to turn my back on my God, because that's my hope. Amen. That's my hope. I look at life and I look at all the things that are going on in the world today. Praise God. If we didn't have Jesus Christ to lean on, where would we be? Hallelujah. A couple of scriptures. I got Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through verse 30. Look what Jesus said. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy labor, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you, and I want you to learn to me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I got to tell you, folks, that's hope. That's hope. John 10:10 says that what? The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said that I am come that they may have life. And not only that they have life, but have it more abundantly. My brothers and my sisters, that's hope. That's hope. Philippians 4:13, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whenever time I look at that particular verse of scripture, I think about these young kids. You're getting ready to go into a classroom. I know it's EOC time right now. Everybody take an end of course exam. Yeah, yeah. Praise God. When you walk into that class, you may not have studied the way you think you should have studied. You may think that you haven't even absorbed all of the information that the teachers have given to you. But when you walk in that class, I want to tell you where your hope is going to lie. Lord, I know I may not have remembered everything, but Lord, I pray that you would just bring some of those things back to my memory that I read, some of the things that my teachers lectured about, because I know that I can do all things through Christ. And praise God, and by you young folks again, don't let nobody tell you that you are not going to amount to nothing. You believe that you're going to be a doctor, say, I'm going to be a doctor. If you believe that you're going to be a lawyer, tell them I'm going to be a lawyer. If you believe that you're going to be a school teacher, tell them I'm going to be a school teacher. Praise God. Say, I can do all things. That's hope. That's hope. Praise God. Some people say, well, you know, I can't read. It's better than somebody else. I can't do this. It's better than somebody else. But praise God. But let me tell you something. You lean and depend upon Jesus. He'll give you everything you need. One thing I was going to bring out in this text, not this text, but in this whole thing in dealing with the Colossian church, I mentioned the fact that in Colossus was a lot smaller than Laodicea and Hierapolis, that other, those two big cities. But guess what? God used the church in that little small town to do some mighty, mighty works. That's a message to us today. How can I say that? Praise God. You may not be in a church that's got the largest congregation. Come on. You may not be a person that has a 4.0. You may not have be a person that scored a 36 on the ACT. But guess what? You could take the 20 that you used, that you scored, and you could be successful in this life. Amen. So don't let nobody try to hinder you. Praise God. God has given us that hope. And if you have that hope in Jesus Christ, praise God. I'm sure, praise God, I said I'm 100% sure that Jesus is our only hope for salvation. I know that he's our only hope, praise God, for our life need. But finally, he is the only hope for eternity. He is our only hope for eternity. Amen. Colossians 1:5. Let's read that all over again. It says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye have heard before in the word of the truth, and that is of the gospel. You see, the hope of Jesus Christ is an eternal certainty by pointing beyond life now to life forever after. My brothers and my sisters, there is life after death on this earth. Amen. Amen. How do I know that? I'm going to do three things and we're going to get out of here. First of all, Jesus personally promised it.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Spiritual growth. We're going to be teaching today about spiritual growth.